Deus et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Gratia Domini nostri Jesu Christi et caritas Dei, et communicatio Sancti Spiritus, sit cum omnibus vobis.
Et cum Spiritu Sancti.
Fratres agnoscamus peccata nostra, ut aptissimus ad sacra mysteria celebranda. Confiteo, Deo omnipotenti et vobis fratres, quia peca minimis cogitatione verbo opere domissione, mea culpa, me maxima culpa, ideo preco beata Maria sacra Virgine, omnes angelos et santos et vos fratres, orare pro mea Dominum Deum nostrum, Miseria tu nostri omnipotens Deus, et dimissis peccatis nostris, peducat nos ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Solemnitate Pascali, Celestia Mundo Remedia Beninius Operaris, Ecclesiae Tue Indulgentiam Prosequere, ut Observantia Temporalis ad Vitam Proficiat Sempiternam, per Dominum Nostrum Iesum Christum Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivet et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The next Sabbath, almost the whole town of Antioch assembled to hear the word of God. When they saw the crowds, the Jews, prompted by jealousy, used blasphemies and contradicted everything Paul said. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly. We have to proclaim the word of God to you first, but since you have rejected it, since you do not think yourselves worthy of eternal life, we must turn to the pagans. For this is what the Lord commanded us to do when he said, I have made you a light for the nations, so that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. It made the pagans very happy to hear this, and they thanked the Lord for his message. All who were destined for eternal life became believers. Thus the word of the Lord spread through the whole countryside. But the Jews worked upon some of the devout women of the upper classes and the leading men of the city and persuaded them to turn against Paul and Barnabas and expel them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in defiance and went off to Iconium. But the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to the psalm is, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip," said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In some ways, the first reading might be a little bit of a surprise. Paul and Barnabas are unsuccessful in their attempt to spread the gospel in this place, and so they go. They shake the dust from their feet and they leave. A phrase that we often hear in the fourth gospel is, "His hour had not yet come." And indeed, St. Luke could just as easily have used that phrase in this part of the Acts of the Apostles. The hour had not yet come for the gospel to come to the people in that part of Antioch. And sometimes we need to know when to persevere, when to carry on, when to be persistent, and when to say, enough is enough. There's no point in just flogging a dead horse. The hour has not yet come. And that is a matter for discernment and, of course, for prayer. And that answer will come only in that prayer, remembering that the Lord says, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And it may be that sometimes it's not the time for the Father to be glorified in the Son in that place, under those circumstances, but it will come at another time, in his time. Let us place before the Lord our needs and those of the Church and the world. Let us pray for peace once more in so many troubled areas of the world. Remember the hostages again in Gaza. Remember too those Christians who have been killed recently in places like Nigeria, Sudan, Egypt, so many others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the gift of discernment, for all Christians, for our communities, our church. That we may know when to persevere in a task, or when to say, the hour has not yet come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick. May they know the healing presence of the Lord with them to give them strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for a moment for our own intentions. Let us commend these and all our prayers to intercession of our Blessed Lady, the mystical Rose, as we say. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Almighty God, we ask you to hear our prayers and to grant them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Orate, fratres, ut mea quaestum sacrificium acceptabile fiat, apud Deum Patrem omnipotente.
Suscitat omnes sacrificium divinus suis, ad memoriae domini sui, ad unitatem corpore nostrum, et usque ecclesiae sui sacramentum.
Propitius Domine quesumus, et dona sanctifica, et hostiae spiritualis oblationis suscepta, nos met ipsos tibi perficem unus aeternum, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sosum coda.
Oremus ad Dominum.
Gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro.
Digno et justum est.
Fere dignum et justum est, tecum et salutare, te quidem Domine omni tempore confiteri, sed in hoc potissimum gloriosius predicare, cum Pascha nostrum immolatus est Christus, qui oblatione corporis sui, antiqua sacrificia in crucis veritate perfecit, et se ipsum tibi pro nostra salute commendans, idem sacerdos altare et agnus exhibuit, qua propter profusis cap pascalibus gaudis, totus in orbe terrarum mundus exultat. sed et superne virtutes atque angelice potestates, hymnum gloriae tuae concinunt, sine fine dicentes. Sanctus,
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Amor, et venis in celi et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna in excelsis.
Sanctus est Domine, fons omnis sanctitatis. Hic ergo dona quesumus, spiritus tui rore sanctifica, ut nobis corpus et sanguis fiant Domini nostri Iesu Christi. Qui cum passioni voluntarie traderetur, accepit panem, et gratias agens fregit, deditque discipulis suis, dicens, Participite et manducate ex hoc omnes. Hoc est enim corpus meum, quod pro vobis tradetur. Simili modo postquam trinitatem est, accipiens et calicem, iterum tibi gratias agens dedit discipulis suis, dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes. Hic est enim calix sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, qui pro vobis et pro multis effundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hoc facite in meam commemorationem.
Mysterium fidei, motem tuam annuntiamus Domine, et tuum resurrectionem confitemur, tonec venias.
Memores egitur mortis et resurrectionis eius, tibi Domine, panem vitae et calicem salutis offerimus. Gratias agentes, quia nos digno sabuisti, a stare curam te et tibi ministrare. Et supplices deprecamur, ut corporis et sanguinis Christi participes, a Spiritu Sancto congregemur in unum. Recordare, Domine, ecclesiae tue, toto orbe diffuse, ut eam in caritate perficias, una cum Papa nostro Francisco et universo clero. Memento etiam fratrum nostrorum qui in spe resurrectionis domierunt, omniumque in tua miseratione defunctorum. Et eos in lumen vultus tui admite. Omnium nostrum quesumus miserere, ut cum beate Dei genitrice Virgine Maria, beato Joseph eus sponso, beatis apostolis et omnibus sanctis qui tibi a saeclo placuerunt, aeterne vitae meriamur esse consortes, et te laudemus et glorificemus per filium tuum, Iesum Christum.
Ec ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnis honor et gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Precepti salutaribus maniti, et divina institutione formati, ademus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, Propitius pacem in diebus nostris, ut ob misericordiae tuae adiuti, et ab peccato simul sempre liberi, et ab omni perturbatione securi, expectantes beatam spem, et adventum salvatoris nostri Jesu Christi. Quia tuum est regnum et potestas, et gloria in saecula. Domine Jesu Christe, quid existi apostolis tuis, pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Ne respicias peccata nostra, sed fidem ecclesiae tuae, eamque secundum voluntatem tuam pacificare et coadunare dinieris, qui vives et regnas in saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Affete vobis pacem. Agnus Dei,
quid omnes peccata mundi,
miserere nobis. Agnus Dei,
quid omnes peccata mundi, miserere nobis.
Agnus Dei,
quid omnes peccata mundi,
dona Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi, beati qui accenem ani vocati sunt. Domine, non sunt dignus ut intres subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo, et senabitur anima mea.